All right, welcome back. Glass in the afternoon, 3:25 on a Thursday. That means we head over to the west side and check in with our great friends at Ivy Tech. And joining us today, making his program debut is, I want to get his title right. You never want to screw the title up on the first time they come in. The employer liaison for microelectronics and the Department of Defense. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Michael Waterford to the program. Michael, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Well, I appreciate you making time for us today. Pinch hitting for the chancellor. Oh, we had a good run with him there for a minute, but he's got a meeting here, or he's got to do this there. It's good that he's got great people surrounding him. That's what I say.
Well, for some reason, he's popular, I guess. I guess he's likable, you know.
Well, welcome aboard to the program. It's great to have you. We know it's a very busy and exciting time at Ivy Tech. The doors will get ready to open here, well, next month, so we've got some time to get folks up and ready to go. But I have not heard of the position employer liaison in microelectronics and with the Department of Defense. Is this a relatively new position, Michael?
Oh, yeah, thanks for asking. We've got a new semiconductor initiative happening in southern Indiana to produce semiconductors domestically. I'm sure we're all at least somewhat aware that industry is growing in our area, and Ivy Tech is here to respond. I'm kind of leading the charge on getting a number of programs underway here on the Bloomington campus.
Excellent. Now, how long have you been with the college?
A little over 3 years.
And obviously, this with being a new part of your title and project moving forward, what was your former roles with Ivy Tech?
So I was in workforce development. My title was Talent Connection Manager, but we partnered with businesses in our community, our 8-county service area here in South Central Indiana, and then we would work with students to help get them placed into jobs at those businesses, so really creating workforce pipelines. Students come to Ivy Tech to get an education and find the job, and that position is really where the rubber meets the road, getting the students, the job that they came to school for.
Absolutely. And your placement rate, I always tease the chancellor about. It's ridiculous. It's in any field. What is it, above 90%? It's something that sounds almost too good to be true, but it is true.
It is wild. I don't know many students that walk away not in the job that they were coming to get. So, it's very high. Very
now,
high for sure.
Let's talk about semiconductors and microelectronics. I know they're similar but yet different. It's a big part with the CHIPS Act, and we have all these other great things going on. And we have Crane right down the street. We have private business doing this and developing this as well. When you get up in the morning, buddy, where do you even start?
I'm really excited for our community, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. Growing this industry, it is not only good for the nation, but it's really good for locals like me and you. I grew up here, and back in the day, there wasn't a lot of, opportunity. There's biotech, there's IU, there's jobs here and there, but this is an entirely new industry that could be bigger than all of those, and it's just really exciting. So where do I start? I'm getting to know the players in the game, trying to educate potential students about it, let them know what's coming, and try to share with them some of the information that I'm still in the process of learning. But to see, all the foundries and the surrounding industry that's coming to support that here in our area is just enormously exciting. So it's a big elephant to eat, one bite at a time, though.
And who doesn't like elephant? How do you like yours? A little medium rare? But that's
of
the
course.
Point. That's the point. People might not even know that they would be interested in this field, and you've done recruiting work before with students. How does the message differentiate with this exciting new technology?
It's a new game.
You want to be first. Let's get in. Let's go. Let's get on that.
Yeah, one, you're going to be in demand. I think it was just this week that Senator Todd Young came out with an article saying 9,000 jobs in Indiana, and that's just initially. And so we have zero, close to zero trained individuals to fill those jobs. So you're going to be in demand. And these aren't low-paying jobs either. There's a lot of talk out there about some very well-paying jobs, and these are for industries where you could be trained up in as little as a year. So pretty exciting times, and for no cost with Next Level Jobs funding and things like that.
Well, that's, again, another amazing part of Ivy Tech. How I don't want to say cheap, because it's not cheap. It's inexpensive. There's a complete difference. Cheap means not shoddily produced or put together. No, it's not. It's just it's inexpensive, and that's the other part. So if you're an aspiring student, whether you've just gotten through your high school years or you're in a job that maybe isn't as satisfying as you, who are you targeting? And just about everybody, right?
I think everyone should start paying attention to this in our area, truly. Anybody that's interested in STEM fields, science, technology, math, anyone who's in IT, who would be open to a change of career. See, these companies that are moving in, yes, they're producing semiconductors, but they're going to need everyone. They're going to need finance folks. They're going to need, you know, business folks. They're going to need an entire team. So it's going to take a community to bring this industry in. So I would say be alert, everyone, and start watching and know who the players are so you can see what's out there, because it's going to be more than technicians and engineers.
Michael Waterford is our guest this afternoon. He's the employer liaison with Microelectronics and, the part we haven't got to yet, Department of Defense. Talk about that relationship. That's another pathway forward. We talk about private business, and then obviously there's some government business that goes on in there. How important is that partnership right down the street, 25 miles or so at Crane?
Well, I think it's enormously important. To put it simply, Crane has been opening up in over the past years, realizing that they need more people. More business is flooding in from the federal government to, you know, bigger asks from Crane, and they need trained individuals to support them in a lot of key roles. So they have an entire microelectronics program at Crane. There's so many things, you know, we'll never know what all goes on there. But microelectronics and producing them and storing them and getting them prepped for a variety of uses. You know, some of the chips that are held and or packaged in Crane, they're going to go to space someday, or they're going to go into the military, you know, and create weapons, or they're going to go into a cell phone. There's so many uses, that relationship is, you know, we Bloomington and South Central Indiana, there's many of us that are employed there or have been employed there, have got family members there, friends there, and making sure that, both parties are taken care of, not only the jobs getting done, but also locally, everybody's got a well-paying job. So I think it's copacetic and everybody's bound to benefit.
Opportunity, opportunity, opportunities. They're knocking everywhere. And Michael Waterford at Ivy Tech is going to help us out. Okay, so we want to get involved. When do these programs start? When do I need to enroll? What classes do I need to take? Well, the great news is I know you have those answers, but you have career counselors, academic advisors. All of these tools are just right up on West 3rd Street here in Bloomington.
Absolutely. You can call in. You can stop by. You can email. We're readily available. We've got people all the time. Our number is 330-6013. Stop in any time, though. We'd be happy to talk to you in person. Classes start at August 19th, so for this coming fall. But, it's never too late to start upskilling and start considering growing your career even after August 19th.
Yeah, so. And I wouldn't have any idea where to start, but thankfully all the great support people you have out there, they have a pathway to get you into the workforce. And as you mentioned earlier, some folks could do this in a year but the time frame on this is exciting as well, because you're not going somewhere for 4 years, then you do a two-year internship after or anything like that. For our listeners, kind of show that path. If we signed up this fall semester, when could we possibly be in the work world taking advantage and being a part of these new exciting jobs?
Well, for the semiconductor specifically, that's an academic year-long certificate. So it, of course, depends on if you take how many classes you take, but that's 7 classes, so you could conceivably do it in 2 semesters. You'd be done by May, starting in April and or in August, and those are good paying jobs. And you know, if you think about what my personal example, I'm happy to share. You know, I spent $80,000 on my education for a job that's likely to pay less than what these folks are going to be making straight out of the gates. So it really is wild times, and things are growing really quickly. These folks can get these certifications for sometimes free or little cost. You know, Ivy Tech always covers the cost of books and things like that. So it really is, if I could do it all again, I'd do Ivy Tech.
I don't blame you, not at all. And what if I don't have a background in STEM? I can hear people's eyes rolling across the radio waves. I'm not a STEM guy. Do you have to have previous experience with that, or is this something that is just can be learned and brand new and literally change your life?
Yeah, you can start from scratch. Absolutely, we're looking for people that are career starters as well. But if you think about, you know, we were talking about Crane and all the opportunity there, you know, think about, they have a campground there. They have multiple hotels. They've got, you know, and we've got a hospitality school. There is a variety of avenues that can get you in and get you a good job at Crane or Bloomington or anywhere in South Central Indiana. The topic being Crane at the moment, there's such diversity. They need mailmen. They need truck drivers. They need all types of folks. So making sure you get your foot in the door and get the career that you're most qualified for, well, that's all you have to do is ask.
Yeah, and again, and it might not be directly in the microelectronics, but it could be support that goes on with it. All right, the question everybody wants, we got to get this date on our calendar. We know the first day for our friends at MCCSC and RBB is Wednesday, August 7th. The doors will open at Ivy Tech. When in August, my friend?
19th.
Circle it, kids. Circle it up. August 19th. So let me do some math. That's a Tuesday. Is that right? No, it's not right. It's a,
I don't have it up in front of me.
It's a Monday. There you go. I had to do it. No, it's not a Monday. I'll let you do it. I'll let you do the heavy lifting here. I hate when I click on the little calendar icon and it should know what month I want, but I have to move it to August. It just won't. I'm looking at the. It is Monday. Monday,
I
August.
Got it as Monday, yeah.
Well, circle that. Together. That's right. Circle that, people, so you don't have to sit back and wonder what day of the week it's going to be. So our friends at Ivy Tech will get you help in a career change, in an education addition, whatever you'd like to do. The fall semester begins August 19th, coming up. You have some great opportunities to get by and get over there and check out what's going on. Tuesdays at the Tech are very important because you can come out and get a tour and see what else is going on. How much fun are Tuesdays at the Tech been here in the last few months?
I think they're fantastic. You know, when do you get to see a HVAC lab, auto tech lab and a welding lab all within, you know, a walk's distance from each other. I think it's pretty interesting. And to see what happens here on a daily basis is really exciting. You know, we've got robots in action on the daily. We've got nursing students, you know, in their lab going on. So it's really, there's a lot happening at Ivy Tech for sure.